Shel Be'ez Hashem be learned daf yud and mesechta ba metziah. Some of the topics we're learning about include hamagbi metziah l'chaver kan l'chaver, whether one can acquire a lost item on behalf of someone else, or if it is considered teves l'bachay b'makim shachav l'acher, an acquisition that negatively affects others is not effective. Payel, several halachas pertaining to a hired worker, including metziah's payel, whether he can keep his findings, and yachal lachzer b'yafil b'chatzi hayim. He can renege on their agreement and quit at any time. Arba Amis Shal Adam. The Rabbana instituted that the four Amis surrounding a person act as his chatzer and acquire on his behalf. The Gemara discusses whether this applies b'stei chaveri in the privately owned property, b'shus harabim in the public thoroughfare, b'simta in the public alley, and b'tzidi b'shus harabim in the area adjacent to the b'shus harabim. Kinyan l'katan. The Gemara discusses whether a katan, a minor boy, or katana, a minor girl, can acquire with their chatzar, courtyard, or dalet amis, the four amis surrounding them, and differentiates between get, how she acquires a get, and metziah, how they acquire onulus items. This question depends on whether chatzar mishum yada isra'boy, a chatzar acts as an extension of one's hand, or chatzar mishum shlichis isra'boy, a chatzar acts as one's agent. An agent cannot perform a transgression on another's behalf because divrei rav, divrei tamid, divrei mishayman. The messenger must obey Hashem rather than the sender. Therefore, the shliach is liable. This principle is either limited to cases the shliach bar chiyuvahu, where the agent would be equally liable for the transgression, or ibayi avri ibayi loy avid, if the agent acts of his own volition. The Gemara points out that neither of these criteria applies to a chatzar.